That's right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It's another Friday night. A weekend is here. Well, the weekend is here, not a weekend. This weekend is here. And I'd just like to thank everybody for taking time out of their busy schedules. Or if you have some time to kill before your schedules kick in for the weekend, thank you for tuning in to Save the COH Radio. I am your host, as always, Pogo Man from the Virtue Server. And with me tonight, my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend behind the Titan Network himself, the one, the only, Tony V.
Howdy.
Howdy do, Tony. What's happening, brother?
Well, let's see. A plane crashed on the interstate this morning. That's always
that's exciting.
Adventurous.
That's right.
Yeah.
Especially if you were near it. But as long as it didn't have, as long as you weren't under it when it crashed.
I was actually on the train on my way to work and had just passed under, like, passed by where it crashed. So.
Ooh. Oof, close one, huh?
I didn't see it, but right. But I was not too far removed from it. So yeah, when I got to work, everybody was like, "Hey, are you all right?" And I'm like, "I think so. Why should I not be?" I said, "Well, we just heard a plane crashed up your way," and so I looked it up, and sure enough, it was on I-285 at Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, which is like right where I was driving earlier. So. Glad it didn't crash into me, but...
Ooh, close one, huh?
Yeah. So, watch out for those planes falling out of the sky. You just never know. Seriously, though, there was actually another plane crash. Gosh, man, it's been about 15 years ago, I guess. Small little single-engine plane crashed on 400 at Highway 400. You're probably not familiar with it. If you're in Atlanta, that's like one of the main arteries out of town. And, I mean, it was rush hour traffic, and I mean, cars were bumper to bumper on this, 3-4 lanes each way up 400. And this plane came out of the sky and crashed into this van and killed a woman. But the interesting thing about it is it crashed and hit one van and killed one woman in rush hour bumper to bumper traffic. And I always thought, you know, not to be morbid, you know, I certainly feel sorry for the family and everything, but still, I got to think. If a plane falls out of the sky and hits your car among like 50,000 cars within a mile of you, it's like your number's up, man. I mean,
man, that's a divine
that is God literally smiting you dead for something that you must have done or.
Well, what,
you know,
what about the people on the plane?
I'm actually thinking in that plane crash, I think the person in the plane survived. Now the one today,
really?
Four people were killed. Wow. So that was not to make too much light of it because it was kind of a disaster. But yeah, they had the interstate shut down for quite a while. I mean, it's like the major artery around town. Well, we have a loop. It's on 285, the loop around our city. And, Chris, you live in New York. There is no loop around your city. A loop around your city would take you out into the Atlantic.
No, but we have bridges. You know, there are loops around. They're called bridges.
Well,
I don't live in New York City. I live on the island, so we're always taking bridges to get either to, New York to Manhattan or around it. So, I mean, there are ways to take bridges, and you don't go anywhere near New York City itself.
We have bridges over the Chattahoochee River, and that's about it. And you have a few bridges over railroad tracks. And
as Mad Viking says in the chat, and Jersey, yep. So you got that. So I had a great week, an interesting week, I should say. I saw Avengers 2 last weekend.
You did?
Yep. Go see it if you haven't seen it already. Oh, my. It was so good. And I was counting up the movies. This is the 11th movie in the line of Marvel movies since Iron Man, the first Iron Man movie came out. And I guess this is the ending of Phase 2. So I think they said Phase 2 ends with Ant-Man that comes out, I think in July it comes out. I want to go see that one. And then Phase 3 starts with a whole bunch of movies coming out next year. So,
yay,
but, you
Phase
know,
3.
Phase 3. But if you notice, they all tie together. You know, with the Infinity Stones. First it was the gathering of the Avengers, And then the Infinity, since the first Avengers movie was the first one that the Infinity Stone came into play. And that's going to set up the Infinity War, which will be a two-parter with the Avengers 3rd and Avengers 3 and Avengers 4.
Do you think people are going to get sick of it?
No. I think if the movies are done well, no. And,
well,
you know,
that's a big if, you know.
That's my opinion. I won't get sick of it myself because I'm waiting a long time to, you know, because I've been saying this for a while because I heard one of my friends say that I can't remember what movie they're planning, but they're doing another remake in Hollywood. And I said this years ago, and I've said this so many times, and I'll keep saying it. I'm very happy they turned to comic books because I said, you know, Hollywood has turned to doing remakes. And by Hollywood, I mean the big movie companies. And it's like they're either doing remakes or crappy movies. And I said, you know, sooner or later, they're going to turn to comic books. And done well and done properly, they're going to be great movies. And what a month or so ago, the Spirit Awards were on the Independent Film Channel. And, of course, that being for the independent films. And one guy said, it seems that all you get from the big Hollywood movies is, and I agreed with him when he said this, I was thinking this as I was watching the show, pretty soon you're going to only have superhero movies from the big companies and then independent films. And what's funny is a lot of the Academy Awards this year, a lot of movies that were up were the independent films.
I like independent films. I mean,
I do too. I think they're well done. And it's funny because, like, the actors, they're just doing it for the sake of acting. And I think that's where you get the real spirit of acting because they're not doing it for the money. And they've said that. They said, trust us, when we do this, we just want to make a really good picture. But to see the heroes up on the big screen, I'm all for it.
Well, you know, they're populating the small screen now, too. I mean, we have sort of a glut
Netflix.
Netflix,
they're in the middle. You know, Daredevil's out. I still haven't seen episode 2 yet. But if you guys want to, you know, like they call it binge watching, I still call it marathon watching. If you want to do binge watching, take 13 hours or take a weekend and you can watch all 13 episodes of Daredevil. That's already been signed for season 2. And now I've heard that Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter have been re-signed. Flash and Arrow been re-signed. Supergirl's been signed by CBS. And now there's a spin-off series called Legends of Tomorrow, which are taking some of the characters, some of the heroes, and a couple of villains that you met on Flash and Arrow, and that's becoming a super team. And that's going to air next year, too.
They are so going to screw up that Supergirl series. I just know it in my bones.
Oh, okay. And see, yeah, I see if I keep forgetting the powers from Sony that was on, I guess, the Sony Game Channel. That's on YouTube.
Ah, screw Sony, man.
Yeah, I got to check that out. So I think this is a grand. I think we're looking at a golden age of not comic books itself, because I'm hearing from a lot of people that a lot of the comic book series are just horrible. And so I think if you notice, they're not taking the current storylines from comics. They're going back. Like the Infinity War, I remember that happening in the 80s. I never read it myself, but I remember that happening in the 80s. And they're doing the Civil War in the next Captain America movie. And, yeah, they have to follow the plot somewhat, but just please do it better than the story, than the comic book. I read it, and when I heard about it coming out, I totally predicted the ending to it. And I talked to a couple of comic book guys. They said, oh, no, you got to read it. Oh, sorry, Matt. Yeah, right. The Infinity was in the 90s. I'm sorry, 90s. And, you know, I totally predicted the end, that whole ending. I was like, ugh, you've got to be kidding me. It was hard.
You know what I watched that I thoroughly enjoyed is I watched Watchmen. I mean, I watched it a few years ago.
Oh, I did like that movie. That was a
Oh, my God, that was such a great movie. And I had never read the comic book or the graphic novel before, so I didn't know what it was about or anything. I heard it was set in sort of a dystopian future where heroes were outlawed and blah, 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 blah.
Well,
it was
a dystopian alternate universe. And originally,
right.
Oh, crap, who wrote it? Oh, God.
I guess it was a dystopian present then.
And, yeah, right, because you remember, actually, dystopian past, because he wrote it in the 80s, and to this day, it still takes place in the 80s. And he had originally written that for the Justice League.
Well, there
you go. And DC didn't want to do that type, but they were afraid that this type of story wasn't going to work, so they had to change all the heroes up.
Well,
I'm glad they did.
I tell you, it was one of my favorite movies. I mean, wow. It's very, very powerful.
But again, another comic book movie.
Yes.
Sin City. I haven't seen the second one, but the first one was absolutely
fantastic.
Oh my God,
I love that movie so much. Oh.
Another comic book movie. You have to pick and choose.
I thought I was going to hate that movie. I really did go into it expecting that this is going to suck. And I watched it, and I mean, from like 5 minutes in, I was absolutely transfixed. Oh, yeah. And by the end of it, I was like, that is one of the best movies I have ever seen.
When the movie was coming out, they actually gave the list of the graphic novels that the movie was going to be based on. So I ordered them about four months before the movie came out from a comic book store. They got it about 2 months before. And so I had just finished reading them all about a month. Or I sat down and read them like a couple weeks before the movie was coming out. And I'm telling you, there are parts of that movie, scene for scene, from the comic book. They basically recreated the comic book. And, of course, the comic book was in black and white. And I'm telling you, I was very happy with visually, story-wise. I thought it was fantastic. I don't know about the second one yet, so.
I don't know about the second one. I need to rent that and watch it. I'll tell you what, or just buy it. You know, these days, you know, it costs like $8 to rent a movie and stream it. Lord, it's like,
yes.
You might as well just buy the dirt.
And of course, now
I bought the Kick-Ass movies. I thought those were really good.
Yeah,
Those weren't really comic book movies, but they were comic book-esque.
No, believe it or not, Kick-Ass is based off a comic book. There was a comic book called Kick-Ass.
What? No, there wasn't.
I swear, go look it up. There is a comic book called Kick-Ass.
And
I remember watching G4 TV when they did the Fresh Ink, and what's the name, Blair Butler, she reviewed Kick-Ass, and she said it's so funny because the hero, unlike the heroes in the comic book, like their first time out, they kick ass. No, he got his ass kicked in the first time he went out. And he said that's what some people enjoyed about the most.
Well, son of a gun, I thought that was an original story. I didn't know that was a comic book. I stand corrected.
And they were going to do a third one, but they said because of pirating and all that, they didn't get the money that they thought they were going to make on it, so they never made the third one. But they had originally.
I don't buy that at all.
That's what they said. So
they lie.
There you go. I was a bit disappointed. Yes, I went to the library. And I was trying to see if they had the Infinity Gauntlet or whatever they called it. I couldn't find that. But I remember in 2012, they made a hubbub about the Age of Apocalypse, which was a great series they did in the X-Men for a few months. Basically, what happened was his son, I think his name was Legion, goes back in time and tries to kill Magneto. He accidentally kills Xavier before he forms the X-Men.
Oops.
So history is rewritten where Apocalypse rules, and basically all the comic books were changed for a few months. And I thought these two books, I thought they went back and revisited it. And I brought them home and I'm going, wait a minute, there was an ending to that. Why would they revisit that world? I thought maybe like they never really killed Apocalypse or whatever. It turns out in 2012 they reprinted the entire series. And what I have are two collections of books I read in the 90s. So like I brought these two huge books home from the library with my arms shot. You know, I hurt myself. I'm like, God damn it, I just brought these two huge books home for nothing. So when I go to the library next week, I will have to return them right away. And I'm like, you know, I took these books in. I read them already. So
yeah,
there you go.
I like Kick-Ass. I'm sitting here. I'm still looking at the Wikipedia page on it.
It was well done. I never read the books. I never read the series, but it was a well done movie. So, I enjoyed it. So. Okay,
so,
cool. Yes.
What's going on in New York? Anything exciting?
Well, I tell you what, I went to the store before today. No, but hold on, check this out. I'm leaving the store, and this old woman's in front of me, and this guy walks in. You know, he's standing by the exit door, and he goes, "Ma'am, can I talk to you for a minute?" And I'm going, oh, man, this guy's like you know, trying to sell stuff. He's getting pushy by meeting people at the back. And he goes, "Ma'am, I think you, I thought he was going to say something like, you know, like trying to sell something." It turns out he's a store detective who was outside watching from outside. And it seems she didn't pay for everything. He was pulling her over for shoplifting. She wouldn't let me pass. Now, as you know, I need a cane sometimes for my leg because it goes numb. And so she's grabbed my car. She's grabbed my cane. She's grabbed my arm, you know, trying to stop me from leaving. And I'm like, "Man, get off of me." And she's like, "Man, leave the gentleman alone. Let him go. He can't help you." I'm like, "What the hell am I going to do anyway?" So I'm like, "This is crazy." So I don't know what happened. Maybe she forgot to buy some things or whatever. You know, maybe she did by accident. I don't know, but there were never any cop cars. You know, my dad was in the store too, so I had to wait for him. He drove, and there were never any cop cars. And I think I saw her walk out with less stuff in her thing. So I don't know what happened. So just these interesting things that happen to me when I'm out and about. And this is why I don't like going out and about sometimes.
Well,
I get stuck in
the. I would definitely take that as a sign to just stay home.
I get stuck in the middle of a shoplifting sting operation. I'm telling you, that was crazy. But anyway, yeah, like I was going to say, if you haven't seen already, go see Avengers 2. It was well worth it. And, of course, it sets up the Phase 3 movies, which will be next year. Which I think Black Panther, Doctor Strange are introducing. Spider-Man might make an appearance now in the Avengers movies.
Yay!
Oh, and for those who go, there is an Easter... You know, we call it the Easter egg. Those secret scenes they put during the credits. In the first Avengers movie, there were two. There was one about halfway through, and then there was one all the way at the end. You don't have to stay for the entire... There's one scene in it, and it's not... I don't think it's like halfway through. There's a scene after the credits start. Once that scene's done, you get up and leave, because they don't have another one after that.
Oh, I always sit there and watch the credits anyway, so...
I was going to say, unless you're one of those people who are into watching the credits, I don't blame you, because you paid your money's worth, and these people deserve the credit they deserve.
Well, it's not so much that, it's just that I like the soundtrack, too, so...
That, too. And plus, the way I see it, everybody's fighting to get out of the place. I'm going to wait till the crowd dies down. Because trust me, by the time we left and got to our car, half the parking lot was empty already. Well, then again,
here's an article. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter renewed. S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff reportedly dead.
Right. Originally, they had reported that Mockingbird and the guy she used to be married to, they were going to get their own spinoff series.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of glad they didn't, because they're really good in the show, but I don't think they're strong enough to get their own series.
Well,
so
I think it will be a little too much, you know?
That's what I mean with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because some people say sometimes the show is a little weak. So just leave it as is, and then when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. takes their mid-season break, they could do another 8 weeks of Agent Carter, another 8-week miniseries this time around. And we do have a caller I'm going to bring on. I'm going to tell you, in Champions Online this week, I joined a supergroup, another supergroup. I joined up with Paragon Dawn, who they were left out. They were a pretty popular group in Champion and City of Heroes days. And I said, you know what, let me join up with these guys. The group I'm in, sadly, I don't see anybody on the line when I'm around. So I'm telling you, they have a great website. They have an IRC channel. They do events all the time in-game. I just want to say hello, caller. Welcome to Save City of Heroes Radio.
Hello, am I live?
You're
alive.
This is Softlips. Feature ordained Princess Softlips.
Princess Softlips. Hello from Paragon Dawn.
Yes. I'm getting a squeer that nearly blew deer speakers. Yeah.
Uh-oh, she does a sonic squee. You do a sonic squee, eh?
I'm more of a natural sonic.
I see.
My husband just walked in.
Mad
Vikings.
Mad Vikings tell me
Mad
what
Vikings happens. Actually, yeah, he's a good friend of mine, and we just back when Adversity Puro started their like the anniversary, I was like, wait a minute, we were outside of City Hall back in Paragon,
right?
Back at home, and then it dawned on me, I'm like, wait a minute, we should have it at City Hall. And
well, what's funny is
stuck.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, I think that's great because I know when we did the anniversary, when Dieter was doing the, or Diamond D, I'm sorry, was doing the anniversary of the shutdown, we were questioning, you know, we were asking, what do you think I should do the show? I'm like, well, don't we have a City Hall in Champion? Yeah. Well, why don't we do it on their steps?
Yeah. And,
like everybody, it just seems right. It just seems to do it there. So for the anniversary.
And we just like, you know, it just came to me. I'm like, what if we should do it there? Even I put it in the Cape Radio, their chat there. And I'm like, what if we have it over at City Hall? And everyone's like, huh, I think she's on to something.
Yep. It makes sense. Let's do that. So now you were obviously a City of Heroes player. How long were you playing City of Heroes?
My husband got me back into it back. Oh, how many years was it? Well, back when we were dating, and I fell in love with it. And I discovered I'm more of a like either control or range. That's just how I like to roll. It's how I like to do things. It's I like to, you know, be in control, and yet at the same time I'll hold you punch.
There you go. I'll set them up. You knock them down.
Yeah. Or here, let me get into their heads. Okay. Go.
Oh, you are a what were they called?
I was more of a dominator.
Well, I was gonna say you were like a psychic. What was the mindset?
Oh,
mental
yeah.
Mind domination
yeah.
controller.
Yeah, mind.
I don't know.
I loved them. I mean, it was like, oh man, I was insane. That's when I created Prophet Fear, like, later on. And it's like, that's a pony persona, basically. Yes, Pokemon, I am into the Bernie fandom. I am proud of it, and yay!
Cool. I don't know many people who were into doing the mind domination one, because they said, there's no pet. I'm like, do you think you really need a pet with that set? Because basically, you're turning the enemies against each other.
Actually, one of my first dominators, you know, she was a mind fire, and it's basically I had a little fire ants. I'm like, go play. Basically.
Oh, that'd be cool. See, I did one. I tried one. It was what did I do? I did mind manipulation, dual pistols.
Ooh.
And his whole thing was he was a preacher that something set him off that his family was killed and he was out for revenge now. So he traveled with the word of God. So his mind manipulation was actually like, he didn't know, he didn't realize, turns out he was a latent mutant, but he thought it was the power of the word of God he had control over. So he would do his little sermons and that's when he would do his mind manipulation thing. And he never really put it together until later on in his career that they figured out what he was doing. Plus, it's cool to mind manipulate a whole crowd and then jump in the middle and do your dual pistol bullet storm.
For the guilty pleasure that I've always done, just because, you know, with the mind, they always had the control, you know, put some thoughts in their heads and just watch them fight.
I remember some of my friends were telling me that one day
more of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, that is
just watching them fight, just watching them go at it. You put a thought in their mind. Oh wait, they're doing something, and then put it on the other one and just watch them, you know, fight.
I heard. there was a group one Saturday morning. They went to Perez Park, and this before we had a limit on the controllers how many they could get to, and what they did was they went there and they tried to get as many skulls together as they could. And they did this, and they just had this. They said that you just saw this huge mob, like 500 skulls, fighting each other, and they just did it for the sake of seeing if they could do this. I was like, oh man, I wish I could have been there just to see this happen. I said that must have been hilarious. They said yes, it was. I said oh, so I missed that. I don't know if you were there for that one. Oh, okay. Steve is mentioning the GTA Shark Gun and Car Gun power sets. Did you see this yet, this video? Anybody?
I don't think so.
It's a video somebody posted. I thought it was the funniest thing. It's like a glitch in GTA, some kind of one of the machine guns. And he starts shooting. All of a sudden, instead of bullets, the guns come out.
It's a mod.
Oh, it's a mod? Is that what it was? Oh, okay. That was a glitch. It was a mod where all these like guns and vans and cars come out instead of bullets.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that on Facebook. Why did I just watch?
Yeah, it reminds me of the gravity power.
The gun shooting cars.
It was the gravity power.
I think they were playing Grand Theft Auto or something.
It's the Steve says it's the GTA shark gun and car gun power sets. I said in one of the chats, one of the forums, it reminded me of the gravity power where you pull furniture out of nowhere. And you just shoot, propel. I think that's what it was. Propel. Yeah, you pull something out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you just,
I love
that's
that
what
one.
It was. I was like, it's propel gone crazy. So
yeah,
now
that
you
was
can play.
Fun power.
Yes, it was. This
especially
now, obviously,
the more you get that range up, especially when you use, like, you know, your enhancements, and then, oh man, that power got sick. It's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to throw this, you know, this thing at you. Oh, look, there goes a telephone booth. Oh, wait, that was you.
So
did it throw people off?
No, I was going to say I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to ask your boyfriend, husband, you met in the game? Or you guys
met
in
the game? Well, he was more in it for, you know, power leveling and recipes. Oh, he was a badge whore. Just put
that's
it
okay.
there. Put that
that's
out
okay.
there. Me, I was
Bit.
More of interaction.
So
that's whenever I met Deetra.
Player?
Yeah. That's when I met Deetra at Pocket D with the signature hug. Yeah. One Deetra hug, you never go back.
That's right. Well, trust me, I used to be on the Rookery forums, and she was in there all the time giving the big squishy booby hugs. So.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get those, you kind of look forward to them, so.
And then
Saturday morning, she would serve latex. We would have latex and cold pizza. She would serve cold pizza and wearing latex. So.
Yeah, even I would take my real life allergy and put it to game, going, I can't be around that.
Well, it was
latex
just a little thing.
Yeah, I know. Even then, I'll be going, yeah, breaks into hives.
Yeah. Good time. So now, how long have you been playing Champions Online? Did you switch over? That weekend and when the game shut down, or did you wait?
Actually, it was more of a, it was close to shut down. I wandered around for a while after COH because it was just not the same.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. It was like, I wandered from here to there. I mean, I would not even go near Insu's office with a 39-foot half pole.
Right, I got you.
And it was just, you know, anything into yourself, I just went, no, I have been continuing my boycott, and I'm like, I like to hear the progress of, you know, things that they're doing, I mean, all that stuff. And I've also contributed to the Missing World Media's City of Titans.
Yay!
Yes, and what really got me into, you know, looking forward to City of Titans is they had me at Atlas Hurricane Memorial Park. Basically Atlas Park.
Yeah. I can't wait for this. I can't wait for us to be able to go into these games. Like Valiant has their thing set up where you go and do the alpha testing.
Because I want to be on, I mean, I even get emails from more Cabot of the progress that's coming up and all that stuff. And I'm like, yes.
I love the fact, too, they said they're going to use the Unreal Engine because one of my favorite games to play was Gears of War on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And that uses the Unreal Engine. I'm like, ooh, this is going to be awesome. So I can't wait. I'm just waiting. Just let us try something. But, you know.
I'm more PC gamer. Most of my, you know, PS3 is mainly, you know, my brother plays it sometimes and DVD, Blu-ray. basically the Blu-ray player of the house.
Yeah, see now, if I had known Blu-ray was going to take off the way it did, I would have got the PS3 instead of the Xbox 360 when I got, because I was in the shopping mode, and by when I bought my Xbox 360, PS3 was out, but there was like nothing available for it. And I said to someone, like, yeah, but there's going to be something, and a bunch of people talked me into buying the Xbox 360, and part of me said, I don't know, I had PS1, I had PS2, and I feel guilty for switching over. And now all of a sudden, like, I talked to my nephew. He's got the PS4. My stepbrother has a PS4. And now my brother-in-law, these are the guys that talked me, you know, into getting the Xbox 360. They had, now they're all PS4 guys. So I'm like, wonderful. Great. Thanks. But, you know, like I said, I definitely play more on the PC than the console.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my husband got me onto, and what I did was, you know, once I moved over to Cryptic for a while, I played on STO for a while, because basically what it did was kind of retrain me a little bit, get the feel of it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
you mean
to get the, I found myself, yeah, it trained me for a while, but they didn't have costume contests, they didn't have role play. It was just, And then I caved and came to Champions. You know, it's like I tried it once and I just couldn't feel it. And so I wandered around until eventually I just caved and came over, because it was like I missed my flight.
Yeah. Well, what I did was when I joined.
It was basically the flight and customization that, you know, I basically, you know, love. It's that and costumes.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, it's not there. And the funny thing is, I remember hearing, originally, City of Heroes was actually going to be Champions Online. But something happened at the last second where the contract fell apart, or something happened where it didn't go through. So, you know, here the guy, the developer's going, great, we have this stuff. And they quickly started changing everything. They had to change everything up. And I said, too bad, because like I say, I've been saying this all the time. When I made Pokemon, oh God, when I was a teenager, I made him for the pen and paper Champions role-playing game. And I said, I think that would have been neat for him just to go straight from there to there. You know, and I think it would have been better. You know, would it have stayed open? I don't know. But definitely the game compared to City of Heroes, yes. Any game is going to be lacking. Just because it was around for 10 years and they started adding so much stuff. And sadly, with Cryptic, the company that owned them at the time,
they only had a
skeleton crew working on it. But now I know there was an article, I don't have it on this PC, it was on my laptop, where somehow Cryptic is going off on their own and they're going to have more people working for them, and they're going to be able to do more work on Champions Online soon, they said. Which would be cool, because I know that a lot of people
give it a level, you know, higher level cap besides 40, because it's like, because after that you get bored. That's probably why I have so many alts.
I was going to say, remember, they also have to work on all the power sets, too, if they're going to do that.
Yeah, they need to come up with their actual Sonic power. I mean, really, they do. Because that's what we had back in COX. We had a good Sonic power, and I will love that.
Okay, I found the article. This is from Randy Mosiandas. He's a senior game designer at Cryptic Studios. He says Champions Online is returning to its original development studio in Los Gatos, California, and he'll be heading up the game design team. He'd like to thank the team at Cryptic North for the excellent work on Champions while it was in our Seattle office, especially Tom Atkinson, Edwards, Russell Williams, Brent Wood. They've added some memorable moments to the game, including the Fatal Era and Steel Crusade story arcs. They'll still be helping us out in part with planning of new content. He also says, I'm bringing to the development team over 10 years of development experience at Cryptic Studios. He was a mission designer on City of Heroes. That's very cool. He was original lead designer of Champions Online at launch, and most recently content lead and lore master of the popular Neverwinter game. He says, and the other developers here at Cryptic Studios are looking forward to creating great new things. They've already started working on some new costumes, including the variable robot set and steel arachnid set. from the earlier fan-submitted costume contest and planning new content updates. So he says stay tuned for more details as we continue development on Champions, and he'll be sure to let us know what's going on. And this is from April 10th.
Oh, that wasn't my birthday.
So, well, there you go. Happy birthday. And
that was back in April, of course, you know. Like,
well,
oh, that's
belated,
cool.
Well, belated happy birthday. Well, yeah, this is from, yeah, almost a month ago, Sunday. So there you go. That's big news.
Okay, that's awesome.
That is. I can't wait to see what they do.
That is something to look forward to.
Mid Vikings.
Hopefully
at
they'll probably
Gantos.
Go, hey, what if we bring the level up a little bit, add like a, you know, another power tray or something, and, well, Incarnate? Because that was awesome. I loved Incarnate.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe they're planning. Maybe they are going to plan something like that. So.
I know, but I really hope that they do something about the queues, because, like, I'll be in one and like half the team quits.
Oh God, that's
and
what. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like really, yeah. My character, I refuse to give up. I'm sorry. That's just my nature. Is just, you know, I could die so many number of times. I'm like, oh, well, I can get more stars whenever, because, you know, being gold and all, I could just go to, like, the VIP section. Oh, look, get picture taken. Oh, look, 5-star. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, you learn from dying.
No, it is true. Like they, like in sports, they say, I know we're not supposed to talk about sports on the show, but they do say you learn more in the losing, because you learn, okay, what didn't work? Let's not do that again. Or obviously, if we're losing, you got to change something.
Oh, no, no. Here's the funnier part. I play mostly blasters. And
mm-hmm.
in my mind, while fighting, I'm going, I'm not a tank. I am not a tank. I am not a tank. Why is this? Why is the boss targeting me? I am not a tank. I am not a tank.
Because you could blast them from a distance.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, why is the boss targeting me? I'm going to block the entire time until... Is he dead yet? No, he's not dead yet. Help.
I blame the AI on that. Because think about it. Who are you going to take out first? Take out the one who could do all the damage to us.
Am I doing that really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's how I think. Take out the one who's going to hurt us the most. And then worry about the rest.
And yeah, the entire time I'm going based on my instincts and blocking the entire time.
So what kind of blaster? Is this any type of blaster, or do you have a specific preference?
Well, right now I'm working on a weather, the squall type right now. And
okay.
Of course I go back to my electric, because she's just fun.
Cool.
And I'm not really big on tanks. I don't know what it is. I just, when it comes to, you know, being up against the whole thing, I'm like, yeah, I know my chances of dying is, oh, wait, there I go. Yeah.
Now, are there any power sets? I want to go back to City Champion of it. Yeah, right, City of Heroes from it. Were there, one of the things I love, you had so many opportunities to try out so many power sets, and they had a lot of them and a lot of combinations.
Oh.
Was there something wanted to?
One of my favorite combos that I actually created back in COH. Her name was Wonderland's Alice, and she was a Water Blast Nature Infirmary.
Interesting. Okay, cool.
She was awesome. I mean, yeah, she had the Water Blast, of course, but with, you know, the healing of nature, it was just the costume and the powers just, oh, it was incredible.
And I think the synergy of those power sets kind of are nice together. Because you got
oh,
the nature and you got
oh,
the
yeah.
water, which is another element.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any power sets or combination or type of character you wanted to try but you never got? Like when you sat back and looked at the end, you're like, oh, man, I never got to try this.
I never got to get, Widow's, her mind power, where she actually picks people up and, like, has them floating in the air.
Gravity.
I never got that power. I wanted that one so bad.
Telekinesis?
I never got it.
Was it telekinetic or was it gravity? Because I know gravity had the lift. And
it
I'm going to tell you. one of the coolest things is your...
It was actually from Ghost Widow. She had that power.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going to tell you, one of the coolest things to do with the gravity lift in Atlas Park when you're running around, you find, you know, some thugs or whatever, and all with the overhangs from the buildings. You get a lift, and because it slams them up to the ceiling and drops them right down. And it's the funniest thing to watch. I was like, boom. I was like, oh, my God. And we just kept doing that. And somebody was following me around, like, do it again, do it again. And I'm sitting there laughing. My nephew came in. We're cracking up. And people came like, what's so funny? Like, watch this. And like, you could do that. You're supposed to be here. I'm like, they shouldn't have been a bad guy. They shouldn't have stole something.
There was some that actually, you know, when you go through Victoria, you know, to the hero, villain, to get both sides of the story, basically. Because I did that with a couple of characters of mine. You know, you go through the whole storyline, you know, before you choose, and you discover that the resistance were actually the good guys, and the loyalists were actually the bad guys, because there was a lot of things, you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
The storyline, it was twisted.
Towards the end, after Pretoria came out, I made several characters just to play over there. After the first, I was like, wait a minute. And I think, you know, some of the loyalists you could play as they were ignorant.
Yeah.
You know, like they didn't realize, like, I like one guy I played towards the end, he was called the Praetorian Archer. To this day, I played him till the end, like, he didn't know, you know, he thought they were like a PR team for the, you know, to spread the good word. So, to this day, he was still a loyalist. But, again, you could play a loyalist like he's a hero because he didn't know he was doing anything wrong. Or he didn't know what the real deal was, so.
It wasn't until, like, I realized, you know, from playing it, and I'm like, oh, so one is actually a loyalist, and the other one is actually resistant.
Yes.
Yeah, so, what I did was, I think I can't remember which tune it was, but actually took her, went through the storyline, went resistant. While in the loyalist, you know, all that nice, it's like, oh, this is, the story got good. That's all I got to say. The story got good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I wish, you know, what was I going to say? Before they announced closing, what I didn't like was when you played the Pretoria thing, at a certain level, you had to leave Pretoria.
Yeah.
And then they announced they were adding more zones, because a couple of characters I had, I just wanted to play in Pretoria, you know, or if I had to go into Earth Prime, like on a mission, not like, oh, now I got to come over here and actually play here now. I can't just, you know, play this out to the end. You know,
there was actually, I think there was a train station or one of those portals that you can actually hop between the worlds.
Right. That's where you had to go to. It told you, you must go here now if you want to advance any further. I think you could get up to level 35, if I'm not mistaken, 35-ish, before you had to make the change.
Hmm.
If you want to go any further, it was like, oh. And then they announced that they were actually going to add some more content. So,
oh, man,
I
would have looked. I've wanted, of course, I still have the icon. Me and my husband got the icon, because every now and then we'll just want to play around in the character creator. And their apocalypse set is really cool.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Question for
and
you. Now, your husband plays, you said. I'm sorry to catch
up. He's the one who got me into it.
And what servers did he play on? What were some of his main characters?
The servers I started with Freedom.
Okay.
I worked my way towards Affinity. Of course, Virtue. And Exalted.
Okay.
The VIP
and,
server.
Cool. And what characters did he play? What were like his mains?
I played my mains were mostly Blaster. I had Defenders because I was just getting into them.
Okay.
Dominators. Love Dominators. I have like different kinds of Dominators.
And no, I meant, what were your husbands? Your husband. What are your husbands?
He was more of a Fire Kinetic.
Cool. Firekins were cool.
Firekins,
fire rats.
He has like lots of firekins, blades.
Very cool.
In fact, here he is. He's walking in right now.
Oh. And he playing virtual.
Here's my
too,
husband
or?
Esper, who I think you guys might want to talk to.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, howdy. Welcome. Hello, welcome to Safe City Heroes Radio. We were just talking to your wife. She says you got her into the game. Good job.
Yes.
Now, what characters did you play? And what servers were you on? What?
I started off on Infinity.
Okay.
I loved it there. I wound up moving over to Freedom, and let's see. Eventually, I had characters on every single server.
Cool.
Because I'm off
on Zakunt.
Do what?
Even Zakunt.
Yes.
Wow. Cool.
No, I my favorites were actually the when Heroes came out, when Villains came out, I loved the Corruptors. But before that, I was always the Defenders. Or not
okay,
Defenders,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
It's like everyone needs a healer.
Yeah.
But,
oh,
but
I play
no one wants to play them.
I played a Defender that wasn't necessarily a major healer, and they thought I could heal people. I had the one heal for the rad healer, had the accelerate metabolism. They're like, what is that? I'm like, that's my heal. They're like, what the hell? And they're like, what is that? I'm like, that's my heal. It's one. They're like, what do you do? I'm like, I debuff the bad guys and buff you guys up. And trust me, it works.
Yes. I know, that was always the fun part when looking for a team. Oh, Defender, can you heal? Well, I won't go pass you over. We need a healer.
It's like,
debuffs work just as well.
Yeah, if I debuff the guys enough, you don't have to worry about the heals. It's like, trust me on this. It works.
It does.
I remember playing a force field, and they couldn't get the concept down. They're like, what is this? A bubbler. A force fielder. So do you have a heal? No, I don't need it. I was like, trust me, you don't. And the frontline guys are trying to say, trust me, with his heat bubbles, we don't need to worry about healing. They're not going to hurt us.
Yep.
But sadly, that was the stereotyping of Defenders.
Unfortunately, yes.
So, I feel bad. And God forbid if you played a Kinetic and didn't have, what was the power I'm thinking of? Speed boost?
Yes.
God forbid.
Or Fulcrum Shift.
Oh, Fulcrum
Shift. Yeah, well,
shift,
that was later on. That was later on. But yes. The second you got a Kinetic on your team, like, speed boost me. And then it was funny because we joke around some of the Kinetics, like, speed boost me. You have to, it's like, yeah, but I can do other stuff. No. And like, somebody we knew, they knew our little joke. And they're like, but I can do other stuff. No. We go, pat them on the head. You just speed boost us. You're okay. But I can do other stuff. No. You just speed boost us. We're fine. Sadly, yeah, it did get into that part, which some, you know, unfortunately, since I play them, I never stereotyped anybody else who played them because I knew the deal. I thought the weirdest stereotype, though, is because I was a Defender, I had Teleport Other or Recall Friend.
Yes.
I'm like, why would I have Recall Friend? Somebody actually wanted me to join their team so I could recall them all to the Hollows, one of the Hollow Gates. I'm like, but I don't have it. They're like, what? I'm like, sorry, that's not my, that's not in this guy's makeup. That's not in his power sets. He doesn't have that.
Yeah, what a sucky Defender.
I know. That's what the guy said to me. I'm like, because you know what it was? Do you remember the Winter Ward fiasco? The one Christmas they were trying
very
to start a
well.
Game.
Yeah.
Yes. After that was over, there were so many mid to high level 20s, Heroes didn't have their basic travel power yet. And I would join the respec things because I had a force fielder, and people heard about the force fielders that you could put one of the bubbles around the core of the reactor. Some guy started yelling at me that I was a piss poor character because I didn't have recall other. I'm like, guy, you're level 28 and you don't have your basic travel power yet. What are you waiting for?
I always love Siphon Speed from the Kinetics. It's like, oh, here, I'll take your power, and now I have super speed run for a little while.
That's a good power. I like it. Again,
except that
another...
it would miss every once in a while.
That's why you put nothing but accuracies at the beginning.
Yeah, that's all you need in those.
I know, but you'd still miss, and it would just suck so bad because, you know, for the next 2 minutes, you'd be stuck just, like, crawling across the zone. And
I thought Siphon Speed had a short recharge.
No, Siphon Speed? No, it took a while to recharge.
Yeah.
Speed Boost had an instant recharge.
Yeah, Speed Boost was instant.
What's the one that you could use on yourself? Because I know there was inertial reduction.
That was Siphon Speed. Well, Siphon Speed, you didn't use it on yourself, but it affected yourself.
I was thinking, I was like, what was the one you could use? Inertial reduction, that was cool to get it. I mean, as soon as that was available, I grabbed that one because that actually gave me a travel power. Because that gave me super leap.
The super jump, basically.
Yep. Yeah. So I took, so somebody goes, take super speed and just be careful how you travel. And then when you get inertial reduction, just cast that on yourself as soon as you can. Because you have super speed and super jump.
Yep.
So I was like, okay. And plus you could super speed into a crowd, fulcrum shift, and then back out.
Or blow them to Kingdom Come.
Well, right. Well, the point was you wait for the melee guys to get in there. And then when they're set, here's how it's supposed to work. Tanker goes in, pulls everybody. Your hand-to-hand fighters jump in. And then you use a speed boost, super speed, run in, fulcrum shift, back out so you don't die. Because somehow one or two of them are always...
Or run in, fulcrum shift, and Nova.
Well, that's if you had Nova.
Boom.
Some people didn't have Nova yet at that point.
Yeah.
So... Steve,
yeah,
has
I'm
a good
seeing my husband on the Safe UH radio. So,
Steve has something cool. How many newbies use jetpacks and be flying when the time ran out in the jetpacks? Oh God, the Shadow Shard. Oh, that's horrible. I would always check the timer. As a matter of fact, I think anytime I went to the Shadow Shard, I would buy a new one, or I check to see how much time I had. And if I had like 5 minutes, I would just fly around and then use it up and then buy a new one. Because I knew I was going to get screwed.
Yeah, we've often been, you know, on missions where somebody's actually hitting everybody with, like, super speed and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a tendency of running into walls from speed boost.
Well, yeah, who said that? Yeah, Mad Viking said, for speed boost in caves equals pinball.
Yeah.
I know one guy in my super group back then, as a joke, he was in a six slot speed boost with run enhancers. Just so whoever had it would just run like crazy. He goes, just get back, people begging for a speed boost all the time. I was like, dude, that's not cool, man.
I just have to hit, you know, they just hit me with it, and I'm like, why? Why?
Yes.
Well, they're going to do me. I'm just going to run into things.
So now I have a question. Now, you were Princess Alphalos. She was a member of Paragon Dawn back in City of Heroes days, correct?
No. It was very important. Me and my husband and sometimes my sister and various friends, we were Geeks United.
Oh, okay. So when you came over here...
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I became part of Paragon Dawn when I started Champions.
Okay, cool.
Basically discovered, there's more of us. Not alone.
Cool.
But yeah, I've been over here for a while because it's basically the Frame of Powers.
Okay, hold on. Tony, what are you posting here? I'm sorry, Tony, you posted something?
I did. I was just going to... see if you saw that article out on MMO Games. It was sort of a humorous piece on the seven television characters in the online games they'd play.
Oh, and, I thought this was games they actually did play. So
No. These are characters. So they have Eddard Stark from Game of Thrones.
I just
playing
saw that.
City of Heroes.
Oh, that's a great line. Do you see it? And if anything else, Eddard and City of Heroes share a common fate. Both were murdered.
Just, Just go for it. Yeah, go for the whole thing. So Eddard Stark was a hero and perhaps the last good man in Westeros. For those of you who are Game of Thrones fans, of course. A noble king who truly understood, although he wasn't really king, but a noble king who truly understood that, no, he wasn't. He was the
he was king of Winterfell.
King.
No,
well,
originally, but
was,
first he was king of Winterfell.
He was the head of Winterfell. He wasn't king. There was only one king. So a noble king who truly understood the weight of the sword he carried. In the first episode, Ned showed his true character by instructing his son that the man who passes the sentence should swing the sword. He had convictions, and despite his flaws, he strove to do what was right, not only for the realm, but for the people who lived within it. City of Heroes is a game that embodied much of those same principles. You created your masked crusader, and in typical comic book fashion, you set off to do some good. But being a hero isn't easy. It requires sacrifice. City of Heroes understood this, and I believe it's something that would have resonated with the King of Winterfell. He wasn't king. He was just a...
King of Winterfell!
And if anything else, Eddard and City of Heroes share a common fate. Both were murdered without warning by horrible people.
Yes,
forget
we were.
For a second... Huh?
Yes, we were. It was horrible. It was horrible. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So forget for a second that you just read a list. Oh, that's, I'm sorry, that's just sort of general. That doesn't apply to this. So anyway, So that was right. MMO Games' assessment of the character Eddard Stark and what he would play.
Very cool.
I think one more that I'm trying to get. Is that Sunny V on the other side?
That is.
I heard the squee. The squee, we got a mini squee. I think that had to be a mini squee.
Yeah, back in City of Heroes, let's just say...
Mad Vikings in the chat. I hear the speed building up. Go ahead.
Okay, back in City of Heroes, I remember back when Tony D was giving away titles at Pocket D.
I actually never gave away titles. I was with some of the devs that were giving away titles, but I didn't have, like, admin access to the system or anything.
Oh, that's
dude.
Right. Yep.
Sorry.
You were still treated like a rock star.
Me? Nah, I was just a guy who had a wiki.
You had a wiki.
Here you go. His official title is Head of the House of Stark and Lord Paramount of the North.
Well, fine.
Hand of the King, Robert Baratheon.
Yes.
Because you had, like, this giant machine-like costume, and I was like, man, I'm this little bitty tiny girl over here going, I'll just be over here so I don't get stepped on.
I had a giant costume. I didn't think I did.
I think it was some kind of mech. You were some kind of mecha.
Were you a mecha?
Me? No, I remember one time I was in a party at Pocket D, and one of the devs, like, changed my character model to Ruleru or somebody, or maybe Fathom, I can't remember. But I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, it's like, my camera started, like, going way up to the ceiling, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
And then I saw the thing, I'm like, Coco, like, 20 feet. Oh, cool. Yeah, me and my husband, we work at a convention right here in Chattanooga. It's called Colonuka. And I am finding people that play COH.
Oh, you're not too terribly far from me. I'm just down the road in Atlanta.
Seriously, we need to bring Pocket B back. Even if it's just a small room party.
Well, you know, every once in a while we talk about doing something like around Dragon Con or something, but it never happens.
Dragon Con is crazy because, well, you know, it's a lot bigger than Conuga, but Conuga is actually, you know, we have the Choo Choo, which is awesome. staff wise, we're growing. We're actually growing con. I mean, really growing con.
When is it?
It's this coming year. It's going to be 19th to the 21st. It's on the weekend of February.
Here it is. Conuga. February.
Okay, I was just checking the convention scene, and they did not list something I want to mention. As I got to send the links up again. Back in December, I got a story published in a friend's book. We did for charity, and all the proceeds went to animal shelters. And he is appearing at Wizard World Comic Con Philly, which is this weekend. And his name is Rusty Gilligan. So if you're there, tell him I said hi, or tell him I sent you. Stop by and see him. He's got some cool stuff. He's been involved in comic books since the 80s, and he's pretty much done his artwork on, like, everything. He's actually one of the guys, you know, when you go to the conventions, you get those little cards with artwork on them. I forgot what they called them, but he's actually the guy who came up with those.
I'm actually trying to talk Matt into doing this, starting a Kickstarter. Long story short, this animator called Mark Zingarelli, who's actually behind, you know, House of Dings, look it up. My uncle Adam, he married his daughter, and thus I now have the information for a actual comic book artist, and probably have a Kickstarter to create Hero Dawn into a comic book.
Cool, very cool. I've been looking for an artist for the longest time. I have scripts I worked on years ago, and I've just been looking for an artist. So, good luck with that, though.
I really think that he should start a Kickstarter, because I give him the information and everything. He's like, "How did you get this?" I'm like, "Funeral on my family."
Yeah.
He's like, "Huh?"
Well, I'll tell you what. If he does start a Kickstarter, let us know, and I will promote the hell out of it on the show.
Because I gave him the information of this artist, and he is actually really cool. I mean, you can find him on my Facebook and everything. My husband says I have a fluck. Knock on wood.
You have a what?
Luck. I just have this luck.
Oh.
She has a look. Don't let her stare at you. Or don't stare back at her.
I seem to have found an artist for this, so I told him about the book and everything, and you should look it up and check it out. And eventually, you and the Mad Z did talk. Just saying. It just happened while I was up in Pennsylvania for my happy funeral, and next thing you know, I'm like, this is my aunt's father.
Very cool. Yeah, okay,
I was going to say,
here, if you guys want to start planning, Con Nuga, 2016, February 19th through the 21st.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to get ready, guys.
Associated with it again? Are you on the committee that runs it, or what?
I'm one of the staff members.
Oh,
and my husband is the tech guy there.
Cool.
Yeah. And I just want to say, if I could just say this really quickly while we're talking about conventions, next weekend, you know, with my health reasons, I can't go. I so want to go to this. The first ever Atlantic City Boardwalk Con in New Jersey. It's going to be at the Atlantic City Convention Center. So have a blast, guys. It's going to be from May 14th through the 17th. That's next weekend. Also next weekend, 15th through the 17th in Novi, Michigan, will be the Motor City Comic Con at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Haverhill, Massachusetts will be the Haverhill Public Library Comic-Con on the 16th, 16th through the 17th. A lot of conventions next week. I'm just going to run them down really quick. St. Paul, Minnesota, you have the MSP Comic-Con at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Also that weekend, Virginia Beach, you're going to have the Tidewater Comic-Con. On the 17th only, you're going to have at Tyson's Corner, Virginia, the Schaff Promotions Comic Book and Non-Sports Card Show at the Crown Plaza, Tyson's Corner, McLean. And then Portland, Maine, the Maine Comics Art Festival on the 17th at the Portland Company, 58 4 Street. And that's what we have going on for next weekend.
But yeah, con season is basically in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the fall, and there's the winter cons.
I noticed, like, early December, they go to early. I remember there was a con in Queens, which I couldn't get to. I was so disappointed. I was sick that weekend. I was going to try and go to it as a one-day con or a two-day con. Like early December, like the first week in December, that's like the last cons for the year. And then they pretty much start up, I think, the end or the middle of February. Like the middle of February. So because they say the con season, you get like they take off for the holidays. So you get like a month or two off to rest up. But
yeah,
there you go.
Fun, but me and my husband, money situation, we kind of save up for a house and all that fun stuff. But it, con is basically our con. Because it's like downtown, we're there. Room parties are awesome.
It's very cool.
Over at Conuga, over at the Choo Choo, they're known for their epic room parties. They're themed, and they're just fun. Sometimes, I mean, this past year it's been freezing and, like, very on the weather. Yeah, I suggest, you know, pack warm sometimes, because even though it is down in the south, it's still cold.
Yeah, February gets very cold. I don't know how it is down there, but I know up here in New York, it was hellacious up here. You know what's funny? It was unseasonably cold here in April. Everybody's like, can't wait for April. And it finally warmed up like this week. Like last week, it finally started warming up here. Okay, we do have another call on hold. I'm going to bring them on also. We only have about 20 minutes left in the show. Welcome to Save City of Heroes Radio.
Hey, how you doing? It's Matt.
Hey,
howdy.
What's up?
Well, I heard the power squeal. Like, oh, no.
Another member of Paragon Dawn. They're everywhere, man. So what's happening? Sure. Well, as far as this show is concerned. It sounded good when I said it. Good. Okay, why is Steve mentioning this? I don't know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you mentioned something about, what was it? Maybe I missed it. Look at your state fed first time home buying programs. Most have 0 down or 5% down for first time buyers.
And
I
got
don't
me on
know.
That one. Anyway,
yes.
I'm glad that you were talking about when you joining with Paragon Dawn. We're glad that you came in. You know, as you see, got a lively bunch and everything.
Yep. I'm trying. I'm still looking around the website. I dig it. I like it. It's very cool. I had a question for you now. I noticed on the main page for Paragon Dawn, the webpage, it says May 2015. Do you guys have to go in and manually change that, or does that change on its own every month?
It changes on its own.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, very cool.
Yep. The webmaster of the bunch, Code, he set it up, so it does that little tweak right there.
Nice. Very cool. I like it. It looks like the old school comic books from the old days of the comic code. Which sadly, I don't know if any comic books even follow that anymore.
Not really to my knowledge, no. I haven't seen anything in quite some time.
I remember
but, you
used to be an old comic.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it has that nostalgic look, you know, so it's like, hey, it looks great. I ain't going to argue.
Yeah, I just looked it up here. It says here, January 2011, DC Comics announced that it would discontinue participation. And it adopted a rating system similar to Marvel's. So, basically, then a day later, Archie Comics, the only other publisher still participating in Code, announced it was also discontinuing it, rendering the code defunct. So there you go. It's been 4 years now. 4 years we haven't had this comic code.
Which would explain Afterlife with Archie.
That's true, yes.
I'm going like, shot Archie... Archie going zombie. I'm like, what?
Well, it kind of shocked me when they showed the cover and he was dead and he had a bullet wound and he was bleeding. And that was the cover.
Called The Death of Archie. Now I'm talking about Afterlife with Archie. This was the sixth book series where zombies invade Riverdale.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, even Archie had to jump on the end.
I think I might have seen that one somewhere. Like, sometimes Archie comics would be popping up, you know, I'll get the papers over at my comic book stores, and they'll just give it to you on free comic book day. Just go through, you know, see what issues are coming out. Yeah, I've seen that one. But it just didn't really strike me, like the Powerpuff Girls and all the Cartoon Network. Yeah, that was a fun issue. Because I got my own whole box up over at I have a comic book store like not far from me, like up the road. Yeah, I have a whole box there, so I get not only do I get my Pony comics, but I also get my Powerpuff Girls, and from that I was able to get the special issue with nothing but Cartoon Network old good cartoons back in the payday, and a comic. So yeah, that'd be my case.
Very cool. One day I'll get back. I'm hoping by next year I get back into comic books. I miss collecting my comic books. I haven't been able to afford anything in a few years, so. Did you guys participate in Free Comic Book Day last weekend?
I did not. I'm sorry to say.
I have a legitimate excuse. Why not? The nearest comic book store is like 80 miles away.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that this week. Yeah, I went to Free Comic Book Day last Saturday. That was last week. Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Yeah, I got some neat stuff.
I actually hit up a few comic book stores here in the area. So me and my husband just made our rounds.
And you got everything, right, by the time you were done?
Actually, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of this. Ooh, yes.
It's funny. I took my nephew with me, and I said, here.
There's one comic that I really want to get more of. It's Hero Cat.
What is it called?
Called Hero Cat.
Never heard of that one.
It's adorable.
I got Captain Canuck number 0 from Free Comic Book Day, and I thought that was so cool. Sadly, I never saw it. I heard of it over the years and heard it was pretty cool, but I never got to check it out. So,
I actually got the artist of the one that's behind it. It's called Midnight, but they are also behind Hero Cat.
Okay.
And I got a signed print. It's so cute, too. Like, it's an artwork that the artist does. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Go ahead.
I just remembered. I do have to correct myself. This is an interesting story. One of the convenience stores in my area, you know, you always see the magazine rack. I'm going like, wait a minute, is that what I think it is? Comics? Like, are these the new ones? It's like, oh, yeah, they're new. I take a look here. Super Pro. You have to go deep back into the 90s to come up with Marvel's Super Pro.
I don't even remember hearing that one.
Super Pro was their experimentation to team up with the NFL for a football-style superhero.
Oh, my God. I think I do remember that now. Wait, I think I remember hearing about that roll of my eyes.
And he's trying to tell me this is new. I'm like, no.
That's funny.
Sounds like, do you remember the, what was the cartoon that had Wayne Gretzky and Bo Jackson and who else was it? Michael Jordan or
Pro Stars
or whatever it was called?
I never watched
it. I remember it. I can't think of the name, but I remember it.
And they would use their, like electronic pucks and spy footballs. You know, it was weird.
And could he fly with his Air Jordans?
Let's see. Here it is. Pro Stars. Yeah.
Oh.
That's the link to it. Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson, Wayne Gretzky. I was right on the money. Fighting crime and helping children, protecting the environment. These three were chosen to represent the pinnacle of all four major American professional sports. Yeah, Bo Jackson was representing both football and baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, and they used to have live action sequences. You remember that? And they'd
I never watched
the,
it.
Oh, my gosh, man. That's too bad.
They had 13 episodes.
Hey, Charlie Adler did a voice in it. Charlie Adler was Buster Bunny on Tiny Toons.
Oh,
okay. I like that one, too. They're tiny.
I used to watch that one followed by Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Yes,
Steve, I saw that. Anyone see that?
Oh, he's raised on the good cartoons. Might as well say bravo to my parents because I basically raised on those cartoons.
I think I just graduated college and I was home in the afternoons. When my sister got home, they were on. I would sit there and watch them with her.
Me and my family sat down and watched Animaniacs.
Well, we watched both, so. That was some good. I don't care. I like those shows. I thought those were cool shows. Okay. Oh, we got about 11 minutes left. I only have one update this week. Actually, two. Valiant Online, they did say. What I do with that one? They did say. Oh, crap. They're working on the website that they're hoping to get stuff. Where is it? Things are working. The site isn't back up 100% yet. They are working on it. They hope it'll be up in a few more days. So just bear with them. I do have Heroes and Villains update number 126.
Uh-oh.
This is from last weekend. Unfortunately, by the time the show, you know, we don't get to see this until the show is over. So here we go. This week, we've done some more work on planning out the first group of test powers that will let us begin setting up our power system. We've now got the basic stats worked out for a handful of currently generic power types, including a melee attack, a ranged attack, a self-heal, an AoE debuff, a single target buff, and so on. The stats for these are all placeholders, and the intention right now is to get these key power concepts working, and just as importantly, interacting with each other, especially the buffs and debuffs, which are one of the core gameplay mechanics and help make the teaming experience deeper and more varied. At this stage, we won't be working on the system that lets players enhance the various effects of the powers, as we first need to get the powers to function without overcomplicating the coding and testing. Once we're satisfied with how the basic powers work, we'll move on to the more complicated mechanics that are involved in the power enhancement process. Any type of power enhancement system is, on a very simple level, the same as a buff-debuff system, as both involve the modification of the base stats of a power. So creating functioning buff-debuff mechanics will automatically make the creation of the power enhancement mechanics quicker and easier. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. So there you go. They're finally getting the powers up. They're about to get the powers going.
There you go.
There you go.
Ooh, shiny.
Shinies all around.
I posted a link to the first episode of Pro Stars in the chat just in case you just have to see it.
Oh.
What if I don't have to?
Watch it anyway.
All right. How many minutes is it?
It's 22 minutes and 57 seconds.
I see that, yes. I will leave that. Okay. I'll check that out later. Maybe.
Do it now.
Hold on. Wait, Griff. Griff is in the chat. I don't know if you can hear me. Griff,
show
is on. Yeah, he's from Wrestle Unstoppable. We have another radio show on tonight at 10:30, not 10. Hold on.
Yeah, it's 10:30, Griff.
Well, it's 9:25 over here, or 9:52 here. Almost
right.
10.
It's 9:52 on the East Coast here, so I don't know. I don't even think if he's not listening, he doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know it's me.
What about that tease that pops up on Titan webpage? Which T T's would that be?
Oh, I have a question. While he's answering, any update on the War AMA for 2015?
Are you asking me?
Yes, from Matt Miller. Because I know we posted questions, he took them, and I know he had to have them by last weekend, I think he said.
Yeah, I don't know if he's answered them yet or not.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Let me.
Well, that's what I'm looking. I didn't see him answer it, though.
Let's see. He posted a message 12 hours ago saying, answers what I could get anyway to the COH lore questions should be posted this weekend. Sorry for the delay. Okay. Started a new job this week. Oh, hey.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
By the way, quick update. Matt Miller has a new job.
You heard it here first. We just heard it here first.
Yeah,
Positron
I just heard it here
job.
First. Huh?
Positron got a new job. Join life.
Yeah.
The man formerly known as Positron.
You know what?
I think he could use that. You know what? I think once they whoever can get the IP buys IP, they should just give him his Positron title bit. Because it's just wrong for him not to be Positron.
He'll always be Positron to me.
That's right. Actually, yeah. What's for now? He says here, everyone Positron here. I just went to a link there on April 28th. He says that. So there you go. You'll always be Positron to us.
Yeah.
That should be a song. I'm gonna write a song.
You'll always. Oh, what? Oh, you know it should be set to "You'll Always Be a Woman to Me." You'll always be Positron to me.
I just said to anybody who follows my Twitter account, I hope they understand that this is a joke. That I posted a tweet a few days ago saying, "I like to live vicariously through other people. I've been that way ever since I was a Navy SEAL sniper taking out Somali pirates." So I posted one today saying, "I like to vicariously live through other people. It helped to pass the time when I was an astronaut on the International Space Station and got bored." I think I'm going to start doing that. Like every few days, I'm going to post that I like to live vicariously through other people and tell people why. Thanks to some sort of outlandish claim.
Okay, so hey, I had the valianceonline.wordpress.com, their website. May 4th, they posted, "Our servers are being updated, but should be back this week. We will have more news on when you can expect to see them back and some patch notes shortly. Stay tuned." And that's all they said. Well, there's one comment. Let me see what this comment says. It doesn't say much of anything. Oh, wait, comment. Oh, it's fine. I'm excited to see the greatness of the successor to my favorite MMO of all time. Okay, great. So it's still not up yet, but they're working on it. Hopefully they'll be back up and back on track and doing their thing to get this thing going.
By the way, you can follow me at TonyV_COH on Twitter.
So there you go.
And all of my tweets are intensely interesting. So I posted one a few weeks ago that says, "My middle name is Stupendous. Most of my family and friends just shorten it and call me Stupid."
You can follow me, too, at Pogothulu on Twitter. Just go there.
Really?
I'm not on that much because I don't have many followers. So
I am so going to follow you, man.
Okay, you do that, and I'll try and post some stuff.
You have 45 followers. Jeez.
I do?
That's a lot. Yeah.
Last time I checked, I only had 32.
Oh, you know what? 46 now.
Oh, cool. Okay. Wow, all these people started
following. I don't see. It's just like the last thing on my book. It's just I don't. I have Facebook.
There you go.
Hold on, wait.
Really quickly, only have a few minutes left. If you guys haven't already, go to Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you could look up our web page. We have a Facebook page. Safe COH Radio has a hit the like button, and you keep up to date. Usually we didn't. Usually I post the links that like I post here, but we didn't have any tonight really. So I didn't post anything after. Usually what I'll do Thursday night, I'll go in and give the link for this week's show. Like last night I posted the link for this show. You click on that, listen to it live. If you can't listen live, you could always click on the links for any of the past shows I've posted. And you click on that link, you can listen to the replay. anytime you want to. That's cool. I was going to say, also, I try to, if I post a link about something, let's say I heard something about when the movie's coming out, I'll share the link on that page. And
oh,
don't ask
of
me. I have the Heroes and Villains, and I meant to put that on the page. I forgot to do that. So let me do that. All right, we have 90 seconds left. I want to thank Princess Softlips and her husband for calling in, and Mad Viking for calling in tonight. Thank you, Tony, for co-hosting once again.
Thank you.
Another bank-up job. You guys are, anybody is always.
I'll definitely call in again.
Everybody's always welcome to call in and hang out.
Of course.
And talk about new stuff. Reminisce about the good times we had. You know, because that's the fun of doing something like this. I want to thank all our listeners, because without you guys, me and Tony would just be here talking to ourselves for 90 minutes.
You've been talking to your own voices? What?
Yeah, we just be having a 90-minute conversation.
Yay!
And, you know, at that point, it would just be, I don't know.
Awkward?
Well, not awkward. I'm sure the conversations just break down into whatever.
Like, what are we going to do tonight, Pinky?
Yeah,
same
something
thing
like
we
that.
Do every night. The open
yeah,
world.
Right.
Same thing we do every night. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Well, I think so, brain. Where are we going to get rubber pants at this time of night?
Why would you get rubber pants in the beginning?
Wait, we have 10 seconds left, guys. Really quickly, to all your mothers out there, happy Mother's Day, whether you're a mother, a pseudo-mother, an aunt, or, you know,
you
just helped raise a kid. Thank you for everything you do, moms. We love you all out there. Have a great weekend, and make sure everybody treats you right this weekend. Love you, Mom. Okay, with that, we are now in the after party.
All right, now we can cut.
Tony, keep your pants on this time.
Did I just hear that?
What?
Yep.
Am I the only girl on the team?
I guess so.
Yes.
It happens. I know. Doesn't being a girl gamer is to get be the only girl and surrounded by guys. It's like,
I'm kidding. Tony always leaves his pants on. Unless he never puts them on to begin with.
Oh, well,
hey,
for a while,
I do a Mr. Rogers every time I get home from work. I put on a T-shirt and sweatpants, and so yeah, I'm wearing sweatpants.
Okay, that's fine.
Well,
I was
for a
only
while
joking.
Sorry. Hello.
What's that?
Hey.
What happened?
For a while in our group, we were joking around thinking about advertising, going Paragon Dawn, where the girl players are really girls.
That's shocking. You're kidding me. No way, man.
No. Not joking. I mean, it's like, you're actually, what?
I have a question. Has Sovereign Reign been around?
She's been absent for about 11 days now. Now, she's got a new job.
Okay.
She is working with a drug rehab company, and the new hours have been switching, and I assume it's taking toll.
Oh.
You know, I've been trying to get a contact in, you know, people you kind of joke around here. I don't know what's going on with Rain. Nobody knows.
I'm just typing the chat quick. Just saying thanks, everybody.
Matt Miller got a new job.
Yeah. I already got my mom a card. I'm so happy.
Aw, is it all happy?
No. Actually, it's one of those things I can tell you she's not going to listen to this show. It's one of those cards. It's got a dog holding a vacuum, pushing a vacuum cleaner. And when you open the card up, the vacuum cleaner shakes and you hear the sound. It's one of those sound cards. You know, you open up, you hear the sound, and it sounds like a vacuum cleaner. So I'm going to put, Happy Mother's Day, Ma. I bet you didn't expect to get this for Mother's Day, did you? And then I'll write something sad. And then I'll write something sappy inside that. So,
I have this theory, you know, because my husband, he'll buy his mom like the sappiest card because, you know, his mom likes sappy.
Right.
Me, I'm more humor.
Okay.
I'm talking crazy humor.
Okay. Like the silly cards you buy?
Yeah.
Get then again, you see the chat in the supergroup, so that stuff said right there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. That's it. Well, me and my mom are close. I think in the family, me and her stick by each other, so.
Aww.
So, and that's been that way. Growing up, my dad was a little on the mean side. And, like, even when I was a kid, like, you know, like, looking back on it, you saw it was a divorce waiting to happen. So.
Hey, you turned out all right.
Yeah. So, through it all, me and her just stood by each other.
Well,
so.
For various definitions of all right.
Yeah. I didn't turn out like him, so I'll just leave it as that. So I'm happy about that. So
we still love you, although you have to get the Atari emulator working, man. Did you ever get Stella working?
I got it on, but I can't play anything on the laptop. I'll try on the PC. Can you send me the links again? Or I'll check through our Skype chat and I'll see if I can find it again. I think it'll work better on this computer though.
Did you download that zip file?
Yes, it opened. I opened Laser Blast. There it is. It opened Laser Blast, but it did not open. It opened it, but I couldn't play it. It was just a screen, and it just sat there. It didn't do anything.
Did you unzip the file? You unzipped the file,
yes.
Right?
I unzipped the file, and it shows all the different games to play. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you open up Stella, and then you pick that directory wherever you unzipped it.
Right.
Open up Laser Blast. I can't remember the shortcut keys. I think it's what, F2, I think, is the game reset.
Oh, I don't even, it didn't even give me that information. They just, like I said, I went to the screen, it popped open the screen. I did that. Went to the directory, opened Laser Blast. The little screen, the little window popped open on my screen. I could see the game, and that's all it did.
Well, it's an emulator. You have to hit, like, F2 to simulate the game reset button.
I did not know that. I'm so sorry.
Let's see. Yeah, under documentation, look under user guide. Keyboard.
Oops.
Keyboard layout. Yeah, here we go. Control-Q exit emulator. Yeah, game select is F1. Game reset is F2. The color black and white is F3, F4. Difficulty, left player difficulty A is F5, left player difficulty B is F6. Yeah, here. I'll send you a link in chat.
Okay.
What's your name again? Steve? Oh, there you go.
Steve?
Something like that.
Okay. I'm just trying to set this up on the PC, so.
That's cool, because you can actually, like, pause your games and stuff.
Cool.
You can actually pause a game? Really?
Oh, yeah. Did you ever play the Atari 2600?
No.
That was way before your time.
You can never pause
the
Atari
2600.
I
was born in the 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
You can never pause
the kid.
84 to be exact.
Once you started a game in Atari 2600, you had to sit there until you were done.
Well, you can pause it now.
Yeah.
84. Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. I'm so young.
You're so young and young and vital and you're
vibrant.
Just,
vital.
You're an inspiration to us all.
Yes, 84 brought a few things, good things, including me.
Okay, is this thing going to download or what's up?
1984.
Feeling?
Let's see. I turned 13, which means I was 12 for most of 1984.
I was 13 going on 14 at the end of August. So.
I guess I was in sixth grade. Sixth grade was pretty good.
Speaking of 80s games and stuff, have you guys seen the trailer to Pixel?
Yes.
I think I saw that.
I cannot wait.
All right, guys, just to let you know, we only have about 2 more minutes before we have to get out of here.
All
right.
Sorry about that.
All right, well, I posted a link for this podcast on the website.
Yay.
Tony, can you resend me that zip file?
Sure.
Cool. Thanks. Let me get back. What am I doing here? Oh, okay. Then it looks like the next... they're getting ready to come in for the next show.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. It's all right. Hold on. I'm just going to...
You have another show?
Not me. One of my friends. This is the Back to Basics Radio Network. So a friend of ours is going to do a show at 10:30. See, originally we used to do the show 7 to 9, but Tony switched jobs, and you know, we just felt that you know he didn't get home till about 8:30, so the show was almost over by the time he got home. So I said, what if we start at 8:30? So even if he's like 15-20 minutes late, we still have a good hour to do the show.
Okay.
And I could just do other stuff. So, but this other show was already penciled in at 10:30 to midnight. So,
well, all right. We can go ahead
so
and
with
disband.
That, yep. Yeah, all right. So with that, I want to thank all our callers and all our listeners. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all you mommy figures out there. You know, if you're like my stepsister, some of you mommy figures are also like a daddy figure. So raise your kids well. Do the right thing out there. Treat your mom's right this weekend. Get her a card. If you're long distance, you better give her a damn call that day. Trust me. They appreciate it. If you listen
treat
to my
your
radio,
mom well, or I will beat the crap out of you.
We know who you are. We will hunt you down like the dogs you are.
Exactly.
And with that, go play some games this weekend on top of that. Have a great weekend, everybody. And with that, say goodnight, everybody.
Night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
Have a great weekend. Bye.